Spies deeds, spies deeds, spies deeds, spies deeds. Oh, Allah, bless us with pious deeds. الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, welcome to another silsila of pious deeds. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. We've been talking about number of pious deeds, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. These are those deeds which will improve us in our lives and enable us to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also gain Jannah through doing these actions. And inshallah Azawajal, in today, the pious deed which you're going to talk about, which you're going to mention, is Nawafil. Alhamdulillah, where we perform many faraiz, many compulsory actions, and they are also those actions which are from the Nawafil, those actions which are optional. If you were to do them, we will able to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will able to gain a high status in Jannah by doing these actions. And inshallah, today we're going to talk about these Nawafil and some of these Nawafils, what are the benefits of them and the reward of them also, and how the pious predecessors, rahimahullah, they would perform Nawafil in abundance. Before talking on our topic, let's listen to the fazila of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to make istighfar, meaning seeking forgiveness for him, as long as my name remains in it. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, whenever you write the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a book or even as in a form of text message, always get into the habit of reciting and writing salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We write all these long sentences. It only takes a few more words to recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even then, a lot of us show laziness in doing so. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, we should make it a habit of ours. Whenever we mention the name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recite peace and blessings upon him. And when we write the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, get into the habit of writing peace and blessings, durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah azawajal, you will able to gain many blessings from this. Inshallah azawajal, the angels will do istighfar for us, those who write the durood pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, we'll benefit from this in this dunya and also the akhirah. As long as the durood pak remains in that book, inshallah, the angels will be doing istighfar for us. Subhanallah, such great virtue, alhamdulillah, just a bit of extra effort and so much reward and ajr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to write peace and blessings upon the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever we're writing in a book or in a text message or in a letter, inshallah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, today our topic is Nawafil. And the pious predecessors, rahimahullah, they would read Nawafil in such abundance that today, if you look at our lives today, it's like we don't do anything extra other than our faraiz. Sadly, there's many people who are missing even their faraiz. But the pious predecessors, rahimahullah, they would do Nawafil, they would perform their Nawafil in abundance. Even though that these people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would still be living the same lifestyle which we are living. They will be earning for and providing for their children, for their family. Yet they will continue to read Nawafil in abundance also. It's mentioned regarding the great Shaykh, Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi. He used to have a mirror business. And whenever he would go and open his shop, he would drop down the curtains and he would offer 400 rakat of Nawafil Salah, subhanallah azawajal. After a while in his business, he went into the court of Sayyidina Sari Sakti rahmatullah alayhi, who was also a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst the greatest of awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where he performed worship, he then performed worship in a small room of a house. He spent 40 years of his life in this state. And for 30 years, he would perform Isha namaz and then do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the morning. And with the same wudu, he would offer Fajr Salah. Subhanallah. He himself states that for 20 years, I have never missed my takbir-e-ula, meaning the first takbir. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi says, for 20 years, I had never missed my takbir-e-ula. Hazrat Abu Bakr Attar rahmatullahi states, when Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi was about to pass away, some of my friends and I was present there. We saw that just a few moments before him passing away, he was offering salah while sitting down due to weakness. This is why he was sitting down and offering salah. Both of his feet have become swollen. When he would go down to ruku and sujood, he would twist one of his foot, which would cause immense pain and discomfort. The friend saw this and asked, "Oh, Abu Qasim, why is this? Why are your feet swollen?" He replied, "Allahu Akbar, this is but a blessing." Sayyidina Abu Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi then asked, "Oh, Abu Qasim, what is the harm that if you have some rest?" He replied, "Now I have some time in which I can gather some good deeds. After this, maybe will I get some time?" He then said, "Allahu Akbar," and he passed away. It is narrated when someone said to him to have some sympathy on his body, he replied that my book of deed is now being closed. Therefore, in this very moment, who is in need of good deeds more than me? Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Bani Channel, just try to think for a moment. The pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they would devote themselves in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they would be earning a living, and they still, even in the earning of their living livelihood, they would still be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, before he would open up his shop, before he would start to trade, before he would start to work, he would offer 400 rukat and nawafil. My dear viewers of Bandi Channel, just think for a moment that how were these pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 400 nawafil before they even started to earn a halal rizq. The state of the Muslims today is we're in such a state that even before going to work, we can't even offer Fajr Salah, which is a compulsory action. And the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, they would offer nawafid before even starting their work. And subhanallah azza wa jal, and when there came a time that these people would start to think that I have earned enough, and they would leave their work, they would leave their businesses, and they would involve themselves in worship. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, he spent 40 years in a small room worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why today we are mentioning these great personalities, that their devotion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. And also 30 years he performed Namaz-e-Isha, and he would do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the time of Fajr, and he kept the wuzu from the Salatul Isha till Salatul Fajr for 30 years in this state. My dear viewers of Bandi Channel, today, look at our state today. And we can't even get up for Fajr, and these people would spend the whole night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the time of Isha till the time of Fajr. They would involve themselves in the remembrance of Allah. They would inform themselves in ibadat, in nawafil, in performing optional worship. And then look at how Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, for 20 years he did not miss takbir-e-ula. The first takbir, this is called takbir-e-ula. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah, for 20 years he performed takbir-e-ula with jamaat. He never missed it. Subhanallah azza wa jal. My dear views of Bandi Channel, just see their worship and then look upon our worship. And if we knew that our time of death was to be close, look how we will be doing everything, that we making sure our children had everything, we making sure that everything else was done which we needed to finish off of the matters of the dunya. We won't even be focusing for the akhirah. But look at Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, even at the last moments of leaving the world, even that his foot have become swollen, Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, even he had to twist his feet to read the nawafil, to read salah, he would continue performing the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just try to think, my dear views of Bani Channel, how this great wali of Allah, Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, was. When Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi was asked to have some sympathy over his body at the last moment, what did he reply? He says, He replied that my book of deeds is about to close. Therefore, in this very moment, who is in need of more good deeds than me? Just imagine, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, the thinking of these pious predecessors, rahimahullah. They're about to leave the world and they're involving themselves in more and more worship. And they're saying to themselves, who is in need of more good deeds than me? That as my book of deeds is about to close, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, we know that once our book of deed closes, there won't be a chance to do any more worship. There won't be any chance to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have that time with us. Let's make use of this time. Let's spend our time in ibadat, in reciting the Holy Quran. Let's spend our time in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the month of Ramadan. Perform ibadat, recite the Quran in abundance, and spend your time in seeking and learning the knowledge of deen. And this is what will benefit us in the Akhirah. We are only here for a short time, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. And this, soon we will leave this world. Do something for the Akhirah, because it is this ibadat, this worship, these actions of ours, these good deeds of ours, which will benefit us for the Akhirah. This wealth, our property, our cars, our home, all this will be left behind. So do as much for this dunya as for how long you're going to live here. And do that much for the Akhirah, for how long you're going to be living there. And we all know that the Akhirah is for eternal. It will never finish. So we should be doing good deeds in abundance, so that we can able to attain the pleasure of these good deeds in the Akhirah. And my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, how the pious predecessors, rahimahullah, they would not even waste their time when doing good deeds. They would spend every moment of their time involving in ibadat. And we should also try to follow their footsteps. And my dear viewers, this nawafil, performing nawafil, this gains us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how the pious predecessors, rahimahullah, they gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through performing nawafil. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, we should try to read nawafil along with our faraid. Never missed our faraid. It's very important that we continue reading our faraids and add with our faraids our nawafil, which have been narrated by the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions alayhimur ridwan and the pious predecessors rahimullah. Insha'Allah azawajal, I will try to mention some of them. Insha'Allah azawajal, these some of these nawafil. There's nawafil like tahiyatul wudu, tahiyatul masjid, nawafil of ishraq, nawafil of jash, nawafil of tahajjud. These are some of the nawafils which we can be performing. Alhamdulillah azawajal, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed some of these nawafil. The Sahaba ikram, the awliya, would perform some of these nawafil, and many more other nawafils one can perform. It is mentioned regarding tahiyatul wudu. What is tahiyatul wudu? The noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever performs wudu and performs wudu well and then offer two rakat with inner self and outer self concentration, Jannah will become wajib for him. It is mustahab to offer two rakat salah after performing wudu before the body parts are dry. It is also mustahab to perform two rakat of salah after ghusl, the ritual bath. If after performing wudu, one offers first salah, this will compensate for the tahiyatul wudu. Regarding tahiyatul wudu, is mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that once the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala at Fajr, "Oh Bilal, tell me which act you did in Islam for which you hope to receive great reward, because I heard the sounds of your footsteps in front of me in paradise." Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly replied, "In Islam, I have not performed any such great acts for which I hope to get benefit. However, when I perform wudu or ghusl, the ritual bath, any time during the day or night, I offer salah as much as Allah Azza wa Jal wills me to do so." Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his footsteps were heard in Jannah, and the reason being was this action of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala, that whenever he would do wudu, whenever he would do ghusl, he would perform two rakat nawafil, or he would continue to read nawafil for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, so whenever you make wudu, try to read these two nawafil, inshallah. This has great benefit Also, along with Tahiyatul Wudu, whenever we enter the masjid, there is Tahiyatul Masjid, which we can read two nafil for entering the masjid. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, one who enters the masjid should offer two rakat salah before sitting there. It is a sunnah for the one who enters the masjid to offer two rakat. Instead, to offer four rakat is better. If someone enters the masjid at the time of makruh to offer nafar salah, such as within the time of fajr salah or the time of salatul asr, then he should not offer tahiyatul masjid. Instead, he should engage himself in tasbih and in salatul nabi. Hence, the right of the masjid will be fulfilled. So, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, whenever you enter the masjid, make it a habit of yours to read at least two rakat nafil. If it's not the makruh time, alhamdulillah, there's so many benefits of these nawafil. Let me tell you another nawafil which we can read. This is Salatul Ishraq. Salatul Ishraq, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever performs Salatul Fajr with Jamaat, with congregation, and then continues to do the zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, sits until sunrise and then offers two rakat salah, he will receive the reward of complete Hajj and Umrah. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, how easy it is to gain this reward of complete Hajj and Umrah just by reciting two rakat nawafil. What happens normally after Fajr? There's not much to do, but we are still rushing towards our home. We're still rushing to go home. But if someone remains in the masjid, waits for the sunset, and after that, he recites two rakat namaz Salatul Ishraq, look at the reward he will gain. He will gain the reward of complete Hajj and complete Umrah. There's also Namaz-e-Chasht as well. It is stated in the blessed hadith that anyone who offers 12 rakat of chasht, Allah Azza wa Jal will make a palace of gold for him in Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is also narrated by Sayyidina Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, sadqa is due to every joint of the body of every one of you. Every recitation of Allah Azza wa Jal glorifying is an act of sadqa. Every recitation of praise of Allah Azza wa Jal and reciting hamd is sadqa. Saying La ilaha illallah is an act of sadqa. Reciting Allahu Akbar is an act of sadqa. Enjoying good is an act of sadqa. Forbidding evil is an act of sadqa. And two rakat of chash sufficient for all these deeds. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, just two rakat of chash, this will be fulfilling the rights of every joints of our bodies. Salatul chash is mustahab salah. Minimum of two rakat and maximum of 12 rakat of salatul chash can be offered, but offering 12 rakat is better. The time of salatul chash begins when the sun rises to a high or ends at Nisfe Nahar Shari. However, it is better to offer Salatul Chash when 1/4 has passed. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to act upon this pious deed. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pious deeds, pious deeds, pious deeds, pious deeds. Oh,